According to news reports, fewer than 50 people attended earlier town hall meetings in Peoria and Rockford. But more than 160 people, predominantly African American and male, turned out for last night's town hall meeting, where Terrence Mitchell of the Illinois Department of Human Services urged them to speak their minds.
We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your community. We want to ask you how we can help solve these problems. We don't want to tell you how to solve these problems. We don't want to tell you what your condition is.
One of the big issues raised at the meeting was the need to line up more African-American boys with adult mentors, preferably African-American also. Jeff Trask helped facilitate one of the meeting's breakout sessions, which featured several young people.
And one of the big things they mentioned to almost to young man was having a mentor, being available to them. So that's not just talk. Remember, there's not just talking up here. The young people themselves asking for that, okay? Matter of fact, there's one young man who specifically said, I want and need a mentor, and I hope before the night's over that someone will be able to step up and be a mentor for that young man.
The neglect and devaluation of traditional family roles for African-American men was a recurring theme in the discussions. Coriel Pettis is a freshman at Champaign Central High School. He dropped by a breakout session on the theme of fatherhood.
We was talking about how black men is labeled as baby daddy instead of as the father they should be labeled as. And, you know, like how kids are labeled as, like how their daddy used to be, the way they gonna be.
Being a father is an important issue for Harold Davis, who champions mentoring for young people lacking fathers and fatherhood classes for African-American men struggling with parenting. Davis addressed the meeting in the cadences of a minister, which he happens to be at Canaan Missionary Baptist Church in Urbana.
Every boy needs a man in his face, challenging him with wisdom regarding critical issues and decisions in his life. Every boy needs a man who will firmly, unflinchingly, and lovingly correct him with wisdom when he's made a bad decision. Our prisons are filled with young men who had no one to get in their face and tell them that they were wrong and then provide them with a solution. I said we need connections. Somebody said we need connections.
Last night's meeting was not attended by any members of the task force, which is made up of appointees from the four state legislative leaders and eight state agencies. They'll be receiving the meeting's recommendations, which went beyond mentoring and fatherhood, to cover other issues like barriers facing ex-convicts trying to find jobs and attitudes that lead young men to drop out of school. The task force will consider feedback from a total of seven town hall meetings as it draws up its final report for the governor and lawmakers. But Terrence Stevenson, who helped coordinate last night's meeting for the U of I Office of Minority Student Affairs, hopes for a direct benefit for Champaign-Urbana.
Granted, we did do this event to gather information to submit in a report, but my hope is that a small task force in our community will take on these issues that have been raised and actually hold the people that came to the event and in the room and our state representatives and what have you, hold them accountable for what we discussed on tonight.
The Illinois Task Force on the Condition of African American Males has one more town hall meeting to hold Thursday night at the U of I's Chicago campus. Their report to the governor and General Assembly is due by the end of the year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.